For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. One in five American children is in desperate need of shoes. Shoes That Fit in Claremont aims to tackle one of the most visible signs of poverty in America by giving children in need new athletic shoes to attend school with dignity and joy, prepared to learn, play, and thrive. Their back-to-school backpack campaign is underway, and the community is being asked to pick up a backpack from participating businesses and organizations and fill the backpack with a brand new pair of sneakers, socks, and school supplies. Here to tell us more is Amy Fass, Executive Director and CEO of Shoes That Fit. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Amy, start by telling us about the history of Shoes That Fit and its mission.
So Shoes That Fit is a national nonprofit, but we're based in Claremont, and we help kids in low-income schools by giving them brand new athletic shoes. And we want them to have good shoes, shoes they can be really proud of wearing. We've been around for 31 years doing this, and this year we've served over 180,000 kids.
What does the Summer Backpack Campaign entail?
Well, the Summer Backpack Campaign really started in Claremont with the Village Merchants wanting to do something to make a difference for kids kind of throughout this local community. And we have stores that have backpacks in them that we've provided. They give you the first name of the child, what size shoes they need, and then some suggested school supplies. So customers can come in. You can find the list of stores on our website. Happy to read them out here. But they can pick up a bag, fill them up, just drop it back off at the store, and we'll deliver them to the kids before they start school.
What shops are participating this year?
We have Aromatique Skin and Body Care, the Claremont Forum Bookshop, the Claremont Kiwanis Club. They're doing it through the summer concerts at the park. So if you go to any of those Monday night concerts, you can pick up a bag there. Lizzie's Goldmine, Empower Yoga Studio and Store, Suncrust Bakery, The Treatment. And then we have the American Legion, Post 113, is actually sponsoring the backpacks themselves. And we have several local businesses that are doing it with their employees.
And how many students will be receiving shoes and backpacks?
Over 420. That's our absolute minimum, but we're going to help as many as we can.
And how many years has this been going on?
This actual backpack campaign has been going on for 19 years.
Do you have a favorite memory related to this project?
You know, we got a story back from one of the teachers actually this past year. It's about a sixth grader who got his very first pair of new shoes. He'd never had new shoes of his own. And when he opened them, he kept saying, "These are for me. I mean, just me, no one else." And he was actually smelling the shoes and kind of hugging them to himself.
Oh.
And he told us that he had never had a pair of new shoes that were just his own before. So we just love hearing back the impact that something so simple and so concrete can make in a child's life.
What difference do you see in the children who receive shoes and backpacks?
You know, we survey the schools every year and they report back on the increased physical activity. We've had a lot of students who have never been able to join a team before. They've never played any kind of sports because they've been embarrassed. They haven't had shoes that they can run in. The attendance actually goes up, but they participate more. They speak up. There's something about investing in a child's confidence that they actually kind of show up at school and participate more. So it's really a profound impact that the community can have in these children's lives.
What's the inspiration behind this project?
I can tell you our founding story, which was the story of a little boy in Pomona who had been going to Roosevelt Elementary School, and he'd been sent to the principal's office acting out, obviously not feeling well, but he hadn't been participating in school and he was crying. His toes had literally been turned under to make them fit into his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part of the story is after they discovered this, they had to put the shoes back on him because you can't attend school without shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So our founder heard about this. We have the whole story on our website if people want to hear it directly from her. But she realized that this was a huge unmet need. And she got the local community to step up. They measured 40 of the kids, got them new shoes within a week.
What's the deadline for returning the backpacks that are filled to these businesses?
Yes. So the program runs from July 1st through July 23rd. So we'd like them all back by the 23rd. Of course, we'll be picking them up through the end of July, but we're hoping to get them all back by the 23rd.
And how can we get more information or support this project in Shoes That Fit?
Go to our website, shoesthatfit.org. We have a list of the participating businesses. But for some people, they may not have time to go out shopping. You can just make a donation. Just make a donation online. You can tag it to the backpack campaign. Just write a little note. But we're actually doing this year round. I mean, we're going to be serving over 200,000 kids this year. You can contribute anytime.
I've been speaking with Amy Fass, Executive Director and CEO of Shoes That Fit. Anything else you think we should know?
I just want to thank this community. I mean, we started here. Southern California is still our home. It is where we have the biggest impact in the Inland Empire here. And we just so appreciate the support of individuals and businesses in making a difference in the community's life.
Thank you so much for being here. And I hope this year's Shoes That Fit campaign is a very successful one.
And thank you for your support and getting the word out. We really appreciate it.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.